Lynching is one of those abominable marks in American history. Commentator Deborah Mathis explains how this once too common act is impacting the descendants of those killed and those who did the killing.
In the modern era, the name Waco and the word infamy are most likely to come together and talk about that deadly conflagration at the Branch Davidian compound in 1993, though actually that was in Elk, Texas, just outside of Waco. But in the early 1900s, 10s, and 20s, Waco and infamy connected in an epidemic of lynchings. The locals still talk about the case of Jesse Washington, who had been convicted of killing Lucy Fryer, a white woman. As a black teenager in 1916, Washington became part of that strange fruit, blood on the leaves, blood at the root, that Billie Holiday wailed about. Horrors like that have a way of hanging around decade after decade, generation after generation, stubbornly clinging to the lore and the landmarks, never quite losing their chokehold on the peace around town. Over there, that's where it happened, someone will point out. It just doesn't quite fade away. Which is why an outfit called the Community Race Relations Coalition even exists, and moreover, why it asked the commissioners of McLennan County, where Waco sits, to pass a resolution condemning those old lynchings and apologizing on behalf of their predecessors for not protecting people from the rope. By a 4-1 vote, the McLennan County commissioners said no, with some fuss about the language in the resolution. Never mind the plain-spoken pleas of one lynch victim's descendants to do right because it's right. The commissioner said they needed to mull it over some more. One gave a hint about how he just might go about that. Ray Meadows says he shouldn't be asked to apologize for something he didn't do. You heard it. That dusty old excuse again. Wasn't me. You know something, Mr. Meadows? We know it wasn't you. According to your webpage, you were born in 1944. Couldn't have been you under that tree 80 or 90 years ago. We get that. In fact, we know it wasn't any of the five men who now sit on the county commission. But government is a continuum, and whoever constituted it back then owed it to the citizenry to prevent, end, and punish unlawful activity, especially the deadliest kind, and for doggone sure, the repeatedly deadliest kind. As the inheritors of that government, you may affirm or overturn your predecessors. The Supreme Court does it all the time. And trust me, no one thought Earl Warren had personally offended Homer Plessy. But okay, the commission has finally come around and passed a condemnatory resolution, albeit minus the apology. Only now the majority will not agree to frame that document and put it up near a prominent courthouse mural, a painting that includes, get this, a noose hanging from a tree.
Deborah Mathis is a syndicated columnist and a professor at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois.